A Mosaic Life Care spokesperson says the hospital will quickly respond to the senator's request and that the hospital's goal is to, quote, do the right thing. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
This series is part of a collaboration with ProPublica reporter Paul Keel. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green.
The 26th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. We have Sue Martin presenting a keynote address on commodities. All of our on-air analysts will forecast corn and soybean futures, cash grain, and answer whatever else is on your mind. And Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values. Cost for the March 10th meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets today by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 569¾, down 2½. Soft March, 535¾, down 1. March corn, 383¾, down 4¼. July, 399, down 3½. December, 412½, down 3. March soybeans, 981½, down 2. July, 992½, down 2. November, 964½, down 1¼. March soybean meal, 330.70, up 20. March soybean oil, 3211, down 30. February live cattle, 154.67½. Now 65, up 95. January feeders, 216.75, up 105. And February lean hogs, 73.10, they're up 75. The 26th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. We have Sue Martin presenting a keynote address on commodities. All of our on-air analysts will forecast corn and soybean futures, cash grain, and answer whatever else is on your mind. And Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values. Cost for the March 10th meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets today by calling 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I think we ought to start with the U.S. dollar today, Dan. It has made a new high yet today for its move. The euro central bank says, European Central Bank says it's going to start quantitative easing to try to deal with ultra-low inflation, deflation. What does it potentially mean for the dollar going forward and then for grains?
Well, at least in the short run, it has got the dollar making new 10-year highs. The dollar, for the most part now, kind of has broken out of its low 90s to low 70s trading range that we've been basically in since 2005. So we have busted above that 2005 high. If you take that width of that sideways trading range and double it, which a lot of times technicians will do, that would give you an upside target somewhere in this 113, 114 area. the first spot of resistance, of course, is going to be right around this 96 area. That's 50% retracement level back toward the high that we had in 2002. And then we have a 62% retracement somewhere around 102. So, I think, you know, we've clearly broken above the long-term trend line drawn off of the 1985 highs, connected here to the 2002 highs. So it's definitely in a long-term bull market. But my guess is that it wouldn't be surprising at some point in time to see the U.S. Fed go back into a quantitative easing phase also, because this the higher dollar here is going to damper export activity from the United States. It's going to make our goods very expensive in the world market with the euro declining. And the dollar strengthening, it's going to be very difficult to sell into Europe. And Europe is a major buyer or consumer of U.S. goods. So it will come back and bite us in the forms of having another recession. So then my guess is the Federal Reserve Board will probably have to go through another round of quantitative easing. It's basically a currency war. And each country wants to hold its own ground in the export market. Everybody's fighting over the same market share, and there's just not growing demand worldwide enough for everybody to sell into that. I mean, you've only got two countries that are really developing, and that's China, and you've got India yet to come. Europe is basically depopulating, so demand for European goods is declining because of the population is in decline. And here in the United States, we are basically holding steady on the population, if not declining. So the world market is basically looking at China and India, and those countries have a long ways to go to develop, and India is just getting started, and China again is trying to stimulate their economy. They injected something like $8 billion worth of currency into their economy to try to stimulate it, and I think that is probably one of the most scariest things that we have probably going on in the market right now is the super strong strength of the dollar. Now, these low 90 areas is not too bad, but if we would go back above the 100 area, then we really get ourselves into serious problems of trying to sell anything that's made in the United States outside our borders.
If we were to rally to 95 or 97 by planting time, what would that imply for disappearance for corn?
Well, everybody's been worried about corn demand, and of course the soybean demand has been excellent. It's running well above estimates, but we all know that South America is coming on with a big crop. They have had some weather issues and maybe some areas the crop is down in, but nobody is really worried about any kind of major shortfall out of South America at this point. And corn, for example, what really kind of stung corn earlier this week or last week is South America was in the corn, and they actually picked up some Black Sea corn or Ukraine corn, and they are back in the market again this week for about 180,000 tons. I haven't heard anything, but the odds are that will also probably go to the Ukraine because it's much cheaper to buy corn elsewhere than the United States. The United States corn is getting to be uncompetitive with the strength in the dollar.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker, and he is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 568.5, down 3.75. May, 573, down 3.25. March soft wheat is 535, down 1.75. May, 538.25, down 1.75. March corn, 383.5, down 4.5. May, 391.5, down 4.25. July, 398.75, down 3.75. December at 412.25, down 3.25. March soybeans, 978.75, down 4.75. July, 990, down 4.5. November, 962.25, down 3.5. March soybean meal, $3.28.90, down $1.60. March soybean oil, $32.10, down 31. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.